Warm greetings to you, and in this time together, we'll be exploring and taking a journey, really, a meditative journey with sandalwood, the one who honors the past. And you'll hear some background noise here. It's actually the monks chanting here in Sri Lanka in the morning time. I was going to sit outside with you, but it was quite loud out there between the birds and the crickets and the chanting. So I'm sitting at the edge of my teaching space here at our retreat home. And it's still dark outside. Soon the sun will be rising. And I find it quite fitting to be able to be here and working with sandalwood for many reasons, but one that comes to me right now is around sandalwood and its primary area of procurement for many, many years was, and is actually, not that far from me here in Sri Lanka, in India, which is just a short distance. And in fact, they also have sandalwood in Sri Lanka, and they have something called red sandalwood as well. But to my knowledge, it's not grown for being harvested in the way that it is in India. But absolutely, there is a strong connection with the spirit of sandalwood and this part of the world. Sandalwood, as you may know, is one of the ancient ingredients in sacred temple incense, the original sacred temple incense recipe, which is thousands of years old. And it's considered a very precious and sacred oil for anointing, for gifting, for burning, sandalwood itself for burning. And it's been used literally for thousands of years in processes of honoring, in processes of ritual, in processes of ceremony. And so I find that when I take a sitting, when I take time with sandalwood, it slows me down. I can feel it in my body and my voice now. It slows me down, and I feel the sort of essence of me dropping deep into the earth and connecting me into this wisdom that comes through the ages, the wisdom that comes through the ages. And in my experience, one of the most precious understandings and gifts in relationship to sandalwood is this ability that it has to, when we come to it with listening ears, with quietness and stillness, this ability that it has to connect us into this wisdom that transcends just our personal history. And in doing this, in connecting with this wisdom, that in and of itself is an act of honoring the past. And when we allow this wisdom to come up and to seep into our bones, to activate the remembrance of the wisdom that is indeed in our bones, in our hearts, and then we step forth into our day, into our week, into the world with a more conscious connection to this wisdom and to this depth of history. and we act out in the world in alignment with that, that is also a profound act of honoring the past. And so now let us sit together. And if you have some sandalwood that you'd like to anoint yourself with during this time, go ahead and pause and procure your bottle. And it doesn't matter from which region your sandalwood comes. There's some lovely sandalwood, sustainably harvested sandalwood coming out of Hawaii and Australia. And then of course there's the very traditional sandalwood from the Mysore region in India, which is not too far from me now. And I'm going to take one drop here, divided between two fingers, and place half on yin tong, which is the third eye point between my eyebrows, and the other on point CV4, which is just a couple of inches above the pubic bone, and that point is listed on your quantum acupoints chart. And if you don't have any sandalwood and you'd still like to hold your finger on these points, feel free. And we're inviting in together the spirit of sandalwood to come and be with us in this time. And share sweet space. As we allow for the space of non-grasping. And at some point, your fingers will naturally come away from these areas, letting your hands rest in a way that's comfortable for you, spine straight if you're sitting. Vibrational resonance with the majestic energy of this precious oil. And begin to imagine yourself walking amongst a forest of sandalwood trees. Noticing these majestic tall beings, the standing people called sandalwood, surrounding you on your walk. Feeling the timeless, ancient quality to the consciousness of these trees, the energy and the presence of those that stand before you and around you, connected to the energy and the presence of all of those who have come before. Connected and entwined with human beings, our ceremonious and ritual practices, fragrance of sandalwood and its connection to the act of honoring to the act of ritual. To the act of sacred listening. And as you continue to move at just the right pace through this maze of stunning sandalwood trees, you might find yourself stopping here or there and placing your hands upon a tree trunk, and each time you place your hands upon a tree trunk, maybe you lean in or gaze upon, even give it a great big hug, you may hear messages or see pictures or have an indirect inner knowing in relationship to sandalwood and what it would like to share with you now. So take your time, move through and make this more intimate contact as you feel led and called, and listen. if you would like more time for your walk through the forest and your connection with the sandalwood trees, simply pause and take all the time that you need. Otherwise, taking a moment to appreciate and cherish this connection that you have with the medicine of sandalwood, the depth of sandalwood, and its ability to connect us to the way, way back past, the way, way back past that directly connects us to our future selves. Feeling this unfathomable truth in the core of your being. The activation of your indigenous roots. And the connection with your future self simultaneously. Deep bow, gratitude, and deep appreciation to this beautiful plant spirit, to this medicine, to you, to our hearts, and to this prayer this morning, and these birds. And in closing, I'd like to walk with you right outside this door here so that you can hear with full splendor all of the sounds of Sri Lanka this morning. And so slowly, slowly, if you don't feel quite ready for a little bit more sound, then just pause. Unpause when you're ready. Otherwise, here we go. Isn't it lovely? So much love to you, and until next time.